Word of President Bush's speech and 48-hour ultimatum to Saddam Hussein did filter down to many of the 200,000 U.S. ground forces in Kuwait. Soldiers with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division have been briefed on the rules of engagement for an increasingly likely ground combat operation in Iraq. NPR's Eric Westervelt has reaction from troops with the 3rd Infantry Division's 2nd Combat Brigade.
Some troops shook the sand from their sleeping bags in the middle of the night to drive in the dark to the 2nd Brigade command post. There, some 50 soldiers gathered sleepily around a speaker strapped to the roof of a Humvee and listened quietly to President Bush's speech broadcast live via satellite radio on NPR worldwide.
It is too late for Saddam Hussein to remain in power. It is not too late for the Iraqi military to act with honor and protect your country by permitting the peaceful entry of coalition forces to eliminate weapons of mass destruction. Our forces will give Iraqi military units clear instructions on actions they can take to avoid being attacked and destroyed.
For many in this brigade, which has trained in the Kuwaiti desert since last September, the president's message was a welcome one after months of waiting. Finally, one soldier said, now it looks like the real deal. But on the bumpy Humvee ride back to camp, Lieutenant Eric Nye said he wished the president had spoken more directly to U.S. forces here about their mission and about the home support the troops are unsure they have.
All Joe needs is a knowledge that somebody people like in the States care about what he's doing and support him, and he'll go twice as far. But if he thinks that no one's behind him and no one back home cares about what he's doing, then, you know, why would he be willing to sacrifice for people who don't care about him?
Another soldier complained that no senior White House official has made the effort to visit the troops in Kuwait. Just making the trip out here would help, one soldier said. As word of the president's speech spread, the soldiers' mood quickly turned more serious. There was less joking and talking as soldiers began their work, knowing combat might be just a few days away. Only 3 of the some 150 soldiers in Charlie Company of the 315th have combat experience. Sergeant David Hendricks is one of them. These guys talk a lot of hua macho stuff, Hendricks said, but in combat, some of them will freeze up. So today, the 18-year Army veteran offered up unsolicited advice to the young infantry squad leaders Oscar Martinez and Miguel Santana.
Because I've been through this, man. I know that once the bullets start flying, man, there's going to be a lot of panic. Okay? Some guys, that's just natural for guys to panic. Once the bullets start flying, you scream at your guys, man. Don't treat them like doggone Twinkies. Make sure the guys don't get trigger happy. Because some guys get trigger happy and shoot the wrong, shoot a civilian or shoot somebody who's trying to give up. And that ruins our plan, man, to stabilize the country.
My guys will be all right, Santana said. I tell them when the ramp drops, there's no turning back. Stay focused. The troops here, anyway, seem supremely confident that once again, they'll easily handle the bedraggled Iraqi army. Robert Hay, the first sergeant for Alpha Company, Task Force 164, is a Desert Storm veteran.
We brought some scunion on them in 91, and yeah, you know, we took it to them. I mean, at that point, they was the 3rd largest army in the world. They had the impression that they was a well-trained, battle-hardened army, and we pretty much rode over them fairly quickly, fairly easily as well.
The soldiers of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team are getting ready to move out into what they call a tactical assembly area, a part of the desert even closer to the Iraqi border, closer to war, and as one soldier put it optimistically, closer to our plane trip home. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with Charlie Company of the 315th Infantry, Northern Kuwait.